Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tzitzit Perek Aleph. The Rambam counts one mitzvah in the Koteret to these halachot, La'asot tzitzit al kanfei haksut, to make tzitzit strings on the corners of one's garment. The word kasut is used in the Torah to mean garment, but the more common term which the Rambam will generally use is beged. The mitzvah of tzitzit is mentioned twice in the Torah. Once is at the end of Parshat Shlach, in the psukim we say as the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema. These psukim use the term tzitzit and also mention the requirement of having tchelet, wool strings dyed a shade of blue, resembling the color of the sky, as a component of the tzitzit. The exact relationship between tchelet and the other strings is debated among Rishonim, as we'll discuss in this parak. The psukim in Shlach also explicate the reason for the mitzvah of tzitzit. The strings, especially the tchelet, bringing to mind the heavens and the kiseh kavod, serve as a reminder that we are servants of Hashem and must keep His mitzvot, as the Rambam mentioned at the end of Hilchot Mezuzah, Perek Vav. The halachot of tzitzit therefore belong in Sefer Ahava, about mitzvot which reflect our love and devotion to Hashem and His Torah. The other source of this mitzvah is a single pasuk in Parshat Ki Tetzé, which refers to the strings as gidilim, and specifies that these are placed on four corners of the beged. The Rambam says in Halacha Hey that tzitzit must be on all four corners, and there is no mitzvah at all if fewer than four corners of the beged have tzitzit on them. While the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph that there is no fixed number of strings on each corner, min haTorah, Chazal interpret the word gidilim to mean four strings, which are folded into eight, as we'll see in Halacha Vav. The topic of this first perek is the strings of tzitzit and how they are attached to the corners of the beged. Halacha Aleph. Anaf shosin al kanaf beged mimina beged, hu hanikra tzitzit, mipnei shehu dome l'tzitzit harosh, shnemar v'ikacheni b'tzitzit roshi. V'zeh anaf hu hanikra lavan, mipnei she'ein anu mitzuvin l'tzov o, v'ein l'chutei ha'anaf minyan min haTorah. V'lokchin chut tzemer shnitzba ke'ein arakia, v'korchin oto al ha'anaf, v'chut ze hu hanikra tchelet, v'ein l'minyan ha'krichot shekorei chut ze shi'ur min haTorah. The word tzitzit literally means hair, as the pasuk in Yechezkel refers to the tzitzit of the head. The anaf, or bundle of strings we tie to the corner of the beged, is meant to resemble hair, and hence the name. They are supposed to be mimin ha-beged, of the same material as the beged, as we'll see in Perek Gimel. These strings are referred to, both in Chazal and by the Rambam, as lavan, white, not because they must be white, we'll see in Perek Bet that they can be other colors too, but because they don't need to be colored. A single string of tchelet is wrapped around these strings of lavan. Note that for the Rambam, there is only one string of tchelet, and its purpose is solely to be wrapped around the other strings. Other Rishonim disagree, as we'll see soon. Halacha Gimel. Nimtzu b'mitzvah zo shtei tzavayot, sheyaseh al hakanaf anaf yotzei mimena, v'sheyichroch al ha'anaf chut tchelet, shnemar ve'asu lehem tzitzit, v'natnu al tzitzit hakanaf petil tchelet. Hatchelet eino makevet halavan, v'halavan eino makevet hatchelet. Ketzad, harei she'ein lo tchelet, oseh lavan levado. V'chein im asa lavan utchelet, v'nivsak halavan v'nitma'et ad hakanaf, v'nishar hatchelet levado, kasher. Based on what we just said, the mitzvah of tzitzit thus consists of two parts, making an anaf, a bundle of strings at the corner of the beged, that's v'asu lehem tzitzit, and wrapping this anaf with a string of tchelet, v'natnu al tzitzit hakanaf petil tchelet. The Mishnah in Menachot says that each of these parts is independent of the other and can be fulfilled alone. Meaning, if one has only lavan and no tchelet, he makes the anaf of lavan without wrapping it. How can he fulfill tchelet without lavan, if the entire purpose of tchelet is to be wrapped around the lavan? The Rambam explains that the only possibility of tchelet without lavan is a case where the tzitzit were wrapped properly, tchelet around lavan, and then the lavan strings tore off the beged, leaving only the tchelet behind. This Mishnah poses a difficulty. Recall from Hilchot Tfilin that the Rambam counted Tfilin as two mitzvot, the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh separately, and his source for this was a similar Mishnah, which said that each of the two Tfilin can be worn without the other. So if each of Lavan and Tchelet can be on the beged without the other, why is Tzitzit counted only as one mitzvah and not as two separate mitzvot of Lavan and Tchelet? He goes on to explain in Halacha Hey. אף על פי שאין אחד מהן מעכב את חברו, אינן שתי מצוות, אלא מצוות עשה אחת, והלובש תלית שיש בלבן או תחילת, או שניהם כאחד, הרי קיים מצוות עשה אחת. אמרו חכמים הראשונים, והיה לכם לציצית, מלמד ששניהם מצווה אחת. The reason that tzitzit counts as only one mitzvah and not two, says the Rambam, is the pasuk of V'haya lechem letzitzit, which, according to the Sifri, suggests that the Lavan and Tchelet, even though each can be fulfilled without the other, are just two parts of one mitzvah called tzitzit. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvot, is not convinced by this. He thinks that the Sifri is working with the assumption against the Mishnah that Lavan and Tchelet are not in fact independent, and neither can be fulfilled without the other. If the Rambam counts Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh as two mitzvot, says the Ramban, he should do the same for Lavan and Tchelet. Aside from the pasuk of V'haya lechem letzitzit, the Rambam's motivation for counting tzitzit as one mitzvah may also have to do with the asymmetry between the Lavan and the Tchelet in his understanding of the mitzvah. For the Rambam, the tzitzit are essentially the Lavan strings, with the Tchelet playing a peripheral role of wrapping around them. The relationship between these two parts is very different for other Rishonim, as we'll explain after learning the next halacha. Halacha Vav. Ketzad osin atzitzit. Matchil mizavit shel talit shehi sof ha'arig, umarchik mena lo yater al shalosh etzpaot lemala, velo pachot mikesher gudal, umachnis sham arba'a chutin, v'choflan ba'emtza, nimtzeu shmona chutin meshulshalin tluyin min hakeren, v'orech ha'chutin ha'shmona, אין פחות מארבע אצבעות, ואם היו יותר על כן, אפילו אמה או שתיים קשרות, וכל האצבעות בגודל, ויהיה אחד משמונת החוטין חוט חלט והשיבה לבן. The tzitzit are placed through a hole in the corner of the beged, which should be located between about 2 and 6 centimeters from the edge of the beged. 4 strings are put through the hole, and folded in half to yield 8 strings hanging from the corner. The Rambam says that each of the 8 strings need to be at least 4 etzbaot, that is 8 centimeters long, but the Shulchan Aruch extends this to 12 etzbaot, or 24 centimeters, just under 10 inches. Of these 8 strings, one should be tchelet, meaning that one half of one of the original 4 strings placed through the hole needs to be colored with a dye of tchelet. It makes perfect sense for the Rambam that only one of the 8 strings should be tchelet, as the tchelet is only there to wrap the other strings. The Ravid here believes that of the 4 original strings, one should be fully tchelet, meaning 2 of the 8, after these are folded in 2. A third opinion is that of the Tosfot, who consider the Lavan and tchelet to be equal partners in the mitzvah of tzitzit. The 4 strings placed on each corner should consist of 2 full Lavan and 2 full tchelet strings. So after folding, we have 4 of each. For the Tosfot, the Mishnah about each of Lavan and Tchelet being independent of the other can be understood very simply. Each of these 2 ingredients is supposed to be exactly half the mitzvah, i.e. 2 out of 4 strings. So if one is absent, then all 4 strings can be made of the other. And it's likely that if Tosfot were counting mitzvot, they would agree with the Ramban that Lavan and Tchelet are parallel to Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh and should count as separate mitzvot. In Halachot Zayin through Tet, the Rambam describes how exactly to wrap the tchelet around Lavan, and what to do when one has only Lavan, and we'll summarize this procedure outside. We begin with the case where one has both Lavan and tchelet. The strings, 4 on each side as we explained, are first tied into a knot. Then one of the Lavan strings is wrapped once around all the others, followed by 2 wrappings of the tchelet string. This set of 3 wrappings is referred to as a chulia, a coil. This chulia is tied together, and then more chuliot are made with just the tchelet string alone, each chulia consisting of 3 wrappings around the other strings. The last chulia should consist of 2 wrappings of the tchelet string, followed by 1 wrapping of the lavan, so that the very first and very last wrappings along the anaf are lavan, and all the others in between are tchelet. The total number of chuliot should be between 7 and 13, but even 1 chulia is sufficient. There's an image file posted together with this recording showing what the tzitzit look like after the tying procedure outlined in these halachot. Ideally, the Rambam says, the chuliot should cover the top third of the anaf, and the remaining 2/3 should be unwrapped strings. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam's entire procedure, and quotes from Rav Natrunai Gaon an alternative system which differs in 2 major respects. First, the Lavan is not limited to the first and last wrappings, but rather the wrappings alternate along the Anaf between Lavan and Tchelet, with Lavan starting and ending. Second, the range of 7 to 13 refers not to the number of chuliot, like the Rambam said, but to the number of wrappings within each chulia. Using the Ravitz procedure, the tzitzit look very similar to the way standard tzitzit are tied nowadays. 5 knots, and between each pair of consecutive knots, anywhere between 7 and 13 windings in which Lavan and Tchelet alternate. There is an image file posted together with this recording showing what the tzitzit look like according to the Ravitz method of tying. What if there is no Tchelet and one is tying only Lavan strings? In this case, the Rambam writes, we use one of the Lavan strings instead of a Tchelet string to wrap around the others. This can be one continuous sequence of wrappings or a series of chuliot as is done with a Tchelet string. But either way, this should cover one third of the anaf as in the wrapping with Tchelet. The Shulchan Aruch brings a different system for tying and wrapping each corner in the absence of tchelet, consisting of 5 knots, and between consecutive knots, anywhere between 7 and 13 wrappings of one Lavan string around the other, similar to the rivet we described before. Anyone who sees any standard talit katan nowadays can see what the Shulchan Aruch procedure for wrapping looks like. Halacha Yud. Echad chutei alavan ve'echad chutei atchelet, im ratza lasotan shezurin, oseh. Afilu haya hachut kaful mishmona chutin, ve'shazur ad shnasa petil echad, eino nechshav ela chut echad. Any of the strings in the tzitzit can be shazur, that is, it may consist of a number of thinner strings wound together. But it doesn't need to be shazur. And even a shazur string with 8 individual strings wound together only counts as one of the 8 strings on each corner of the beged. The Raiva disagrees and quotes the Sifri, which learns from the word petil, winding, in the pasuk, v'natata al tzitzita kanaf, petil techelet, that every string must be shazur. In the next parak, we'll see he also brings a proof from a Gemara that the strings must be wound. The Rambam presumably believes that we don't accept the conclusion of that Sifri, because we understand the word petil in the pasuk to refer not to the composition of any individual string, but rather to the winding of the tchelet string around the Lavan strings, in the procedure of tying the tzitzit to the corner of the beged. We summarize halachot yud aleph and yud bet. The strings of tzitzit must be spun lishma, with intent to use for the mitzvah. Recall from Hilchot Tefillin Perek Aleph that a goy cannot accomplish lishma in the Rambam's view, even if a Jew instructs him what to think. Acharona debate whether strings spun by a machine are considered to be lishma if a Jew activates the machine. Most consider this acceptable, and one can typically find in a store both machine-spun and hand-spun tzitzit. Unlike the spinning, there is no need for lishma when the tzitzit are tied to the beged. This act must be done by a Jew, though, based on the pasuk of Daber el Bnei Yisrael, v'asu lehem tzitzit. May a woman tie tzitzit to a beged, even though she's exempt from the mitzvah of wearing them, as we'll see in Parag Gimel? The Shulchan Aruch allows this, while the Rama says this should be avoided lechatchila, but b'dieved the tzitzit are ksherim. The Mishnah Berurah adds that this chumrah of the Rama is limited to tying, but the spinning and winding of the strings may be done by women lechatchila. The strings must be made from wool or linen, which was sheared or cut in order to be spun, not lesser quality strands of wool which are pulled out of the animal. They cannot be made from wool which was stolen, or taken from an ir nidachat, or taken from an animal designated as a korban. The reason in all three of these cases is that wool used for tzitzit requires ownership, based again on the pasuk of v'asu lahem tzitzit. Recall that property of an ir nidachat must be burnt, and so is considered ownerless. The Rambam ends Halacha Yud Bet with the disqualification of Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, which we've seen previously in the context of mezuzah. The tzitzit must be tied onto the corner of a beged, which is already obligated in the mitzvah, and not tied first to something which only subsequently becomes a beged obligated in tzitzit. The remaining 6 halachot of the perek, Yud Gimel through Yud Chet, contain 6 applications of this principle. Halacha Yud Gimel. Ketzad, hevi kanaf sheyesh ba tzitzit utfara ala beged, afilu yesh beota kanaf ama alama, psula, shnemar ve'asu lehem tzitzit, v'lo min ha'asui. Harei ze dome lemishna seit me'eleha, umutar lehatir tzitzit mi beged ze, v'litlota beged acher, bein lavan, bein tchelet. While it is perfectly fine to untie tzitzit strings from one beged and tie them onto another, one may not tie tzitzit onto a piece of fabric and then attach this fabric to a larger beged such that it becomes a corner of the beged. In this situation, the tzitzit are attached before what they are attached to becomes the corner of a beged, requiring tzitzit, so this is considered min ha'asui. Halacha Yudalid. Tala chutin bein shtei knafayim mizolazo, v'kashar kanaf zo kilchata, v'chanaf zo kilchata, v'achar kach chatachan ba'emtza, v'nifrdu ze mize, psula, shaharei be'et sheksharan hayu psulim, lefi sheshtei haknafayim ma'orot zo bazo b'chutin shebeinehen, uv'sha'a shepasak v'nasu shtei tzitziot, nimtza ose min ha'asui. A second application. One takes four long strings, puts one end of each through a hole in one corner of a beged, and the other end of each through a hole in another corner. Each end is tied, and only then are the strings cut in the middle, yielding two corners of a beged tied properly with tzitzit. Here too, when the second corner was tied, the strings were not yet kosher tzitzit, because they were attached at their other ends to a different corner. And so when the strings are cut and each corner has its own set of strings, this too is considered a problem of min ha'asui. Halacha tetvav. Hitil tzitzit al tzitzit. Im nitkaven levatel at harishona, matir at harishona o chotcha uchshera. Vim nitkaven lehosif, ava bishachatach achat mishtehen, harei zo psula, sharei kishehosif pasal akol, ukeshehitir o chatach atosefet, nimtza hanishar naasa min ha'asui, sha'asiyato arishona psula haita. If one ties tzitzit to a corner of a beged on which there already are tzitzit tied, and then unties or cuts off the first set of tzitzit and leaves just the new set, the din depends on the intent at the time of tying the new set. If it was intended to replace the first set, then the second set is kosher, as if it were tied to a corner with no other strings at all. But if the intent was to add to the first set and have a double set of strings on this corner, in violation of the prohibition of Bal Tosif, then this added set of strings invalidates the first set and is pasul itself, because of the violation of Bal Tosif involved in tying into the beged. Therefore, when he cuts off the first set, the second set becomes a kosher set of strings after already being tied to the beged, posing a problem of taseh v'lo min ha'asui. The Ravid has a long hasaga here, rejecting the Rambam's psak, mainly taking issue with his assumption that the violation of Bal Tosif involved in tying a second set of strings makes those strings psulim. There is no clear source in Chazal for this idea. There are lengthy discussions in the Achronim attempting to understand the Rambam in this halacha. Halacha tzayin, v'chein hamatil levalat shalosh, v'achar kach yishlima la'arba, v'hitil arvi'it, kula psula, mishum taseh v'lo min ha'asui. The Rambam's fourth application of taseh v'lo min ha'asui is when strings are tied to the corner of a beged which has only three corners, which we'll see in Paragimel is exempt from tzitzit. If the beged is subsequently cut and now has four corners, the strings tied while the beged had only three corners are considered min ha'asui and must be taken off and tied again. Halacha Yud Zayin. Ein koflin et hatalit lishnayim, umatilin tzitzit al arba knafea kishi kfula, ela im kein tefara kula, vafilu meruach achat. Suppose a large beged is made into a smaller one by folding it in half. Then two of the four corners of the new smaller beged were not corners of the original one, but rather located in the middle of a side of the larger beged. But until the sides of the folded beged are sewn together, we still consider it to be just a folded large beged and not a new smaller beged. So if tzitzit are tied to the corners of the smaller beged before it is sewn shut, even on one side, these aren't considered to be tied to corners at all. And so they pose a problem of taseh v'lo min ha'asui after the sides are sewn shut. Halacha yudchet. Nifsak ha'kanaf sh'yesh ba ha'tzitzit. Chutz l'shalosh etzbaot tofra bimkoma. Betoch shalosh lo yitpor. Nitma'ata zavit shel beged shebein chutei ha'tzitzit uvein sof ha'rig. Afilu lo nishar min harig ela kolshehu ksheira, v'chein im nitma'atu chutei ha'tzitzit, afilu lo nishtayer mehen ela kedei aniva ksheira, v'im nifsak achut meikaro, afilu chut echad psula. In a beged containing tzitzit, if a tear develops in one corner within three etzbaot, about 6 centimeters, from the edge of the beged, then it should not be sewn up. The Rambam doesn't explain this din, but the simplest understanding in light of the context of the last five halachot is that this too is a problem of taseh v'lo min ha'asui. A corner with a tear located so close to the edge of the beged is considered detached, and so when it is sewn up, this is akin to the case from halacha gimel of sewing on the end of a beged a piece of fabric with tzitzit already tied to it. The Shulchan Aruch brings several understandings of this din, including this one, in the name of Rav Amram Gaon. The Rambam ends this halacha and the perek with a din of gardumim, that is, strings of tzitzit, which were the proper length when tied, but which subsequently tore off the beged. The Rambam requires each string to remain at least as long as kidei aniva, the minimum length needed to tie a small knot, which is generally considered 2 etzbaot, that is, around 4 centimeters. The Shulchan Aruch understands the Rambam to mean that only one side of each of the 4 original long strings must remain a length of kidei aniva, and that tzitzit remain valid even if the other side of each string is cut off altogether. Rabbeinu Tam has a more stringent opinion, which requires 2 full strings to remain the full length of 12 etzbaot on each side, while on the other 2 strings it suffices to have kidei aniva on one side. According to both opinions, it is important to know which of the 8 strings may be the 2 ends of one string, and which pairs definitely belong to different strings. For this reason, the custom is to tie the tzitzit in such a way that from one side of the last knot hang one end of each of the 4 long strings, and from the other side hang the other end of each of the 4 strings. This way, even if 2 or more strings on one side of the knot become completely cut off, we can be sure that there remains kidei aniva on at least one end of each of the 4 original strings. The tzitzit would then remain ksherim according to the Rambam. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.